And again, Kathy Dawes today along with Bud Cox, and he's one of the partners, of course, with Hibachi Hut, with actually opening tomorrow at lunchtime.
Tomorrow at
Tuesday.
Lunch.
And I know you did want to mention something else, too. There's going to be some live music.
Yeah. Well, you know, other than food, live music is, I guess it's my number two passion, but it's really tied with good food. And we're going to have live jazz and blues at the Hibachi Hut every Thursday night. Dr. Wayne Goins will preside over the session, and he's developed a house band of really talented musicians. And the cool thing is that hopefully we will have some of Wayne's best jazz students at K-State sit in, so it'll be kind of like a reward for them, but it'll be like an ever-evolving student session too. But the house band's great, and then we'll reward Wayne is the professor of jazz at K-State, so it'll be his students too that'll be in there. So that'll continue on, hopefully be a tradition, and we'll always have that.
I know you're also well known with Cox Brothers Barbecue. You help out a lot with charitable type groups, and is that tradition going to continue with Hibachi Hut?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we always try to align ourselves with local charities to give back to the community. It's very rewarding, and that's the image that we really try to portray, is that we support those in need, you know. So by the grace of God, it could be us. So anyway, we certainly will. So
very good.
Yep.
Well, as I say, I can tell a lot of excitement. Just anything else you're wanting to add today, and just all kinds of things going on. And there's a lot of logistics. I mean, when it comes to running a restaurant, I don't think people have any idea all that's involved.
Yeah, it's a total effort for sure. I know another thing, and we have goals. Another thing for us is fresh oysters on the half shell every Friday. So we're going to be flying in oysters, hopefully Gulf oysters, and do a little oyster session every Friday.
Well, you had me at bread pudding and oysters. Mm-hmm. You had me at too. We do have a phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Bud, you'll need to put your headphones on
again,
there, if you would, please.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on K-Man.
Hi, Bud. I'm glad to have this opportunity to talk to you.
Yeah.
10 years ago, I was diagnosed with celiac disease, so that makes dining out a challenge. Often, my only options in a restaurant are a salad or a steak. So you're going from one of the less expensive options to the most expensive option on the menu. And then often, I don't even get the sides that can come with that steak because they contain gluten, but no offer is made to replace those sides or anything. So you get stuck paying for stuff you don't get. Are there gluten-free offerings on your menu? Are they clearly marked? Or is your staff aware of what those are? Sometimes I'll go and say, is such and such gluten-free? And they'll go, oh, I don't know.
Right.
And I've had people, not necessarily in your restaurants, but in other restaurants, they'll disappear into the kitchen and never come back. So.
Right.
I'll get to that question, and then I have one more.
Okay. Well, I know the gluten-free issue is huge these days, and our chef for sure is very knowledgeable of that, and we're going to encourage our customers to communicate with our chef, our sous chef. And, you know, the design of the menu, as far as I know, we do mention gluten free in some respect. I couldn't
make sure you like the video
because I wasn't that involved with the wording on the menu. So. We will certainly, you know, be aware of that. Our staff
100,000
above average, and I think we can do all we can to accommodate gluten-free diets.
What am I doing with my life?
Okay, thank you. The popularity of it for so-called health reasons has given it a bad name and made it really difficult for those of us to follow it for medical reasons. Some people just turn up their nose and it's like a choice, but
right.
It's not necessarily a choice. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to encourage you to include at least one appetizer, entree, and dessert on your menu as gluten-free.
Well, we'll certainly do that. And, like I was saying, we're going to be doing specials, okay, off the menu. And I think we could really develop something like that with our specials. Our manager, too, I forgot to mention, Sandy, is very aware of dietary restrictions. So we'll do our best. And the main thing, you know, if you ever run into any problems with that at the Hut, just
what's up, guys?
You know,
welcome to Worst Intros. Make sure you subscribe.
All right, thank you very much.
Super Risa, 5-7-13-15. Anybody else wants to weigh in, that brings up a good point. And you tend to have sometimes people with seafood allergies,
course,
that kind of thing.
Right.
I'm sure you're very prepared to deal with that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is clearly stated. The seafood, iodine issue, whatever. It's it is a disclaimer on the
Dang, Santa was in such a giving mood. He accidentally gave himself an extra chromosome.
Unfortunately, it kind of slaps you in the face when you're in the food industry. Like New Orleans, you know, they don't, it's like a carefree place and, you know, you eat whatever. But, yeah, the dietary restrictions these days, they're very prevalent and very important. And so we will ongoing. I'm glad that was brought up. I can go back to the hut and really stress that and make some accommodations.
By the same token, interestingly, we had Dan Thompson on, this last week and actually played back some of his stories today from Kansas State University. He works a lot with McDonald's and some of those, right. Food industries. And he was talking about how sometimes the some of those things are overdone a little. Now, granted, celiac disease is horrible.
Right.
And, anybody that suffers from that, it's not a good thing. But there's a lot of things when it comes to antibiotics and beef and that kind of GMOs that people get confused about, too.
Well, the key is to, communicate with your server or the general
Never mind.
Manager.
You're going to have to bring me back to life.
I know our kids are very receptive. And if they were ever not to, follow through with a request.
It's 2017 and we still haven't stopped white people.
It'd be bad. So.
And even with seafood, I think you can
Maybe
use different utilities.
Maybe we just need to nuke white people.
Different,
that would get rid of this.
Ovenware, stove, that kind of thing. Yep. Well, before
I don't
let
know
you
if
go,
you know this, but when cats
else,
have sex, the female cat typically makes this noise.
Pretty much, like I say, we're looking forward to Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is very famous at the Abacha Hut. I think Mardi Gras is the last Tuesday of February. I'm glad it's later because we are going to have a really good party.
Do you do a king cake?
We may this year. Usually we just do the bread pudding, but the king cake, that's something that I got to talk to our local bakery people here, see if they can produce. I bet Wade Renina could probably come up with something.
Tell us about the king cake, because I think that's just a fascinating tradition.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the whole story. I know that you cut the king
His
cake, and there's a little baby,
in the act
plastic
of making
baby
a bad
in
intro.
There. And what that signifies, I'm not quite sure, but if you happen to get that baby, that's like good luck for life.
I hope she took away his phone and computer and didn't give it back until he turned
It's
like
a traditional. It's got purple, yellow, and green icing. It's a special taste. It really doesn't taste that great to be
Don't
quite
you just
honest.
Love
it's
how this video has a huge thing. Red watermark over top of
more
it?
More of a tradition, But I think our bread pudding's a lot
Moavi Video Suite.
Yeah,
it's such a great company.
I just
have
to
you ever
ask,
heard
though,
of a video recording
that
software better than
strange,
that?
But
just that huge watermark they put on your recording.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by, bud.
I've never seen a company as good as
Well, I encourage everyone to stop by. We have a great happy hour, too, by the way. 3 to 6, awesome happy hour. We got special appetizers and drinks. So there is a lot there that you got to check out.
Well, good luck to you.
You bet. Thanks, Kat.
Bud Cox with us today, one of the partners, of course, with Hibachi Hut opening tomorrow at noon.
Who is the best
537-1350. We'll come back. Some open phones time. Dave and Kathy here. Anything you want to talk about? The ice storm that didn't exactly happen
Green,
in our area? Or just
I'm still hungry talking about after thinking what Bud was all about.
We can talk about food. Sounds good to me.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Don't gamble on your next car.